OK， 让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
That you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
As we worship this morning.
当我们今天早上来敬拜你的时候。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
All right. Time change. Some of our class will be here.
因为改成夏日制了，所以可能我们有些同学要十点一刻才到。
Somebody told me their pastor posted this week. Remember to turn your clocks back an hour.
Oh,
有一个牧师他就写就通知大家啊，说记得把你的表往后拨一个小时。
I figured he wanted the morning off.
我想他是不是早晨就想请假？
So if everyone turned them back an hour, they'd be 2 hours late. He wouldn't have to preach. He gets a day off.
所以如果他往后再放一个小时，那就要比正常的时间晚两个小时，那就不用祷告，不用讲道了。
We'll see how many show up an hour late.
我们看多少人是晚一个小时到。
Richard set his clock 58 minutes.
然后
he got close.
其他的是吧，前播了58分钟。
All right. We have looked for these last 3 weeks at what it means to love God, love your neighbor.
我们过去三次课在看，就是爱神跟爱你的邻舍意味着什么。
And I wanted to start just by asking, are there any questions, things that were fuzzy in your mind, or questions from what we have been looking at?
大家有没有什么问题，觉得有点迷迷糊糊的，或者任何的问题
？I was just thinking, with regards to.What you're saying about doing things not to earn God's favor, that our response to God is love. The Chinese culture DNA from Confucianism is duty.
Okay.
You know, there are five duties. Duty of children to parents, duty of husband to wife, duty to the state, and so forth.So the default setting among Chinese is duty and responsibility.
Okay.
So when we become Christians, that part of culture we bring into Christianity. And so there's a sense of living out our Christian faith, doing things as our duty to God.
Right.
Rather than an understanding of a love response, where in a Western culture of romance, love,and so forth. It's easy to understand that, but the default setting in my relationship with God when I first became a Christian was one of duty, of doing things out of obligation.
Okay? Yep.
So, what's the question? 那你的 okay, yes sir.
Yeah, translate that.
Okay, 他的意思就是说他说因为呢我们一直在讲说我们爱神是出于神的爱，神对我们的爱，我们对神的爱，而不是出于责任。但是呢，中国的文化里边呢，从孔子开始就讲那个三纲五常，就是你对你的家庭，对你的父母，对妻子，对孩子的责任。所以呢，我们的这个好像天生的这个自动的一个反射就是责任。所以但是他说西方的文化呢是强调爱呢，也是有一些那么罗曼蒂克，但是即使我们信主了，常常很多事情出自于责任义务，而不是出于爱。
This week, I think that's a very important observation.
这是一个很好很重要的观察点。
And let me respond with two things.
那我有两点来回应。
This week I had a long conversation with a Chinese person.
上个星期呢，我跟一个中国人有一个很长的一个对话。
About the fact that, and it's somewhat similar, and that is that they felt that it's very easy to convert intellectually.
他们有这个跟刚才讲的有一点，他描述的有点相似，就是说他们觉得在头脑中，在知识中来转向基督信仰很容易，但是呢
，a little heart conversion.
但是心里却没有真正的转变。
And the reason I say that's related is this.
我之所以这两点就刚才讲跟这个我观察到的有联系，是因为
they have been a believer.
他 他们可以称为信徒的人。
For, I think this person said 25 years.
他说他已经相信信主25年了。
But as we talked, they said, I've really known God for maybe 10 years.
说但是我真正认识神大概只有十年时间。
I came in contact with the gospel.
首先呢，我接触到福音。
I realized it was true.
然后我就意识到这是真的。
They said, I accepted it, I went to Bible studies, I was baptized, all of that.
他说然后我就接受他，我就去了查经班，然后就开始受洗，就所有这一切我都做了。
I was a believer.
那我就称为是信主的人了。
And he said, and yet,
说但是呢，
really it was just my head.
但是呢，我只是在头脑中相信。
And in the last 10 years, they said,
但是在最近的十年
that has become a reality that affects all my life.
然后它就变成一个真实，这才影响到我生活的方方面面。
I came out of a background.
我的背景呢？
And I have two young ladies from Hopestown who are from a similar background to mine.
然后我也有两位年轻的从 Hopestown 过来的女士，她们跟我的背景也相似。
And so this might make you as uncomfortable as it makes me.
也许会让我不安逸，可能也让你不安逸。
But for much of my life, I would have said.
对我人生的大部分时间，我会说。
That person became a true believer 10 years ago.
那个人呢，是在十年之前成为一个真正相信的人。
In other words, I would have said those 15 years where they kind of knew it in their head.
就是那十五年呢，是在他们只是在头脑中知道。
They really weren't a believer. They were just they just knew the truth.
他们其实那时候不能说他们是信主的人，因为他们只是知道这个真理，但是他们并没有真正相信。
And yet I've come to realize.
那我也就意识到。
I've come to believe.
那我得相信说。
God's goal for us is to get us from where we are, where He wants us to be.
神的目标是从我们现在所在的到他神的想要我们到的地方。
And as long as I am cooperating with Him in that process,
只要在这个过程中我就是我跟神合作，就是我听神的。
He is a proud father.
那神是一位以我们为荣的父亲。
Who looks at me and says,
然后他就看着我说
He's not very good at this.
他这个做的不是很好。
But at least he's walking with me.
但是至少吧，他和我同行。
Some of us have trouble with this because of our father concept.
我们有些人之所以有这个在这方面比较挣扎，是因为我们对父亲的观念。
Some of us, frankly, are not very loving fathers.
就是有的人，我们知道我们自己都不是一个。
Okay, I can say I.
Not your father. 我们可以自己说，我们不是一个很慈爱的父亲。
We say.
所以我们说。
That's my son, and he's really, really not doing what I want.
然后你就看我的儿子，看着儿子说，哎。我这个儿子真的是没有做我让他做，就是我希望他做的都没去做。
But after he fixes that, I'm going to be really proud of him and love him.
然后呢，等他自己都把自己弄好了，我才会以他为荣。
Someone else this week told me.
另外一个人这个星期告诉我。
I'm so disappointed in my son.
哎，这个儿子让我太失望了。
He isn't responsible.
一点都不负责任。
And I keep trying to tell him.
You've
got to be more responsible.
一直给他说，你要负点责，不能这样子。
And I said, "How old is your son?" You know, I'm trying to decide to be a teenager or.
我就问他说，你儿子到底有多大？我想是不是青少年呢，或怎么
？41.
他说41岁了。
You just need to leave him alone.
别管他了，41岁了。
What hasn't been done isn't going to be done.
过去没做什么，以后也不会，已经这个年纪。
But you understand that if we see our heavenly Father that way,
如果我们是这样子来看我们的天父的话，
He's not going to be satisfied until we reach a certain level of performance.
是不是我们只有那个表现到了一定程度，神都对我们不会满意？
Now.How that relates to our brother's statement.
那刚才这个 Marvin 弟兄讲的，我们跟这个有什么相关呢？相连呢？
Just as we struggle with an intellectual conversion,
就像我们想到在头脑中接受这个福音的时候有挣扎。
And a change of our heart that transforms everything.
但是如果改变了，真的进到我们心里的时候，会改变我们的生活的方方面面。
We can also struggle with that, serving Him out of duty.
我们另外一方面也可以挣扎，就是我们服侍神是出于责任。
Versus serving Him out of love.
而不是相对于来讲是出于爱来服侍他。
And the reason I started by relating what I just did is this.
我之所以这样子来关联来相连。原因是
For a long, long time, I would have said something like this in response.
然后呢，会有很长的时间，我其实以前会对你这样回应。
If we really, really are a child of God,
如果我们真的是神的儿子，
we're going to be serving Him out of love.
我们会出于爱来服侍他
，not out of duty.
而不是出于责任来服侍他。
And I've come to think.
我现在开始，我开始觉得这个是错的，真的吗
？Are you glad you got here today？
你们是不是很高兴我跟我来分享？你们今天都在那儿听到的
？That's okay, I was wrong too. And here's what I mean.
我意思是
，read through the Psalms.
Read through the.
I read through the Psalms.
我就是把诗篇通读。
And David loves God.
大卫爱神。
He serves Him out of love.
他服侍神是出于爱。
But there are also places in the Psalms.
但是在诗篇里也有地方是说
where he is doing what he should do because he knows it's what he should do.
他之所以去做这些事情，是因为他知道他应该这样做。
My tears, he said, just flow constantly.
他说
drowning in my tears.
他说他的那个眼泪不断，他的泪能把他的床榻给飘起来。
But
但是
I will praise him.
但是我仍要赞美他。
Does he feel praise? No.
他那会儿感觉他想要赞美神吗？不是的。
Job says.
约伯说
God, you treated me wrong.
他说神呐，你对我不公。
I obeyed you. I was.Doing everything I was supposed to.
我顺服你，我做每件应该做的事情。
And you've become my enemy.
但是你却成了我的敌人。
But I will obey you anyway.
但是不管怎么样。
I won't deny you. I will maintain my integrity.
我不会否认你，我要就是我要持守我的正直，我仍然要顺服你。
In other words.
换句话说。
When I don't feel the inner.Love that drives me.
当我没有感觉到我里边那个爱在驱使我的时候
I will continue to do what I know I am called to do and what is right.
我仍然去继续的去做我被呼召而且我头脑我in my head know what is right.
Right.
就是我头脑中知道是正确的东西我仍然要这样继续做
Now here's what I think this looks like in terms, for instance, of the Confucian background.
这个呢跟就是刚才 Marvin 弟兄讲到的这个孔子的这个中国传统文化的背景来讲，是。
I think it's very possible coming out of that background.
很有可能就是从那种背景出来。
Coming out of a very disciplined background.
有一个就是你管得很严、纪律很严的这样的背景。
That at times, especially at the beginning, we will be doing what we are supposed to do out of duty.
有可能特别在早期初期的时候你做事情是出于责任来做
That's okay
那个没关系那个可以的
It's okay
那个没关系
God has transformed my life
神在改变更新我的生命
God said, This is how you will grow in your walk with me
神说这个是你如何在你跟我的同行上你如何来成长
And so I'm going to do it
所以我就坚持的做
Some days,
有一天有些时候
I'm always going to do it because it feels like my duty
有的时候我觉得我是出于责任所以我得去做
But I'm going to do it
但是不管怎么样我坚持
But here then becomes the key and this is where we move beyond duty
但是这个后来又到了一个关键点这个就让我们从这个责任开始走出来
As I do those things
当你继续这样做的时候
I walk with God
我是在和神同，我还是在和神同行。
I know him more and more.
我就越来越认识他。
And my love for him grows more and more.
我对他的爱也在加深。
And that duty begins to yield a delight in my life.
然后那个责出于责任呢，就在我的生命中开始产生一个令人喜悦的结果。
We have a violinist visiting us today.
我们今天有一个拉小提琴的新乐在我们中间。
Do you find joy in playing the violin?
当你在表演的时候。
The preferred answer is yes, it did.
当你表演的时候，是不是？就是 you mean practice or play?
No, play.
就是
play. When you're part of an orchestra and you're playing and it sounds great, do you enjoy that moment?
当你在乐团里边，你就是跟乐团一起表演，就是拉演的，拉演出了你拉的也很好，你是不是享受那时候的那个一起这样的结果？他说大部分时候是的。
When you were 8 years old practicing the exercise, did you enjoy it?
当你八岁你要练琴的时候，你享受吗？他说他摇头说不享受。
For a musician,
对一个搞音乐的
，much of the process is duty.
很多时候，绝大部分的那个时间都是责任。
And yet, as we do the duty,
但是当你就是这样坚持你的责任，这样的
it brings us to a place where we can play with freedom and delight.
等你可以到了一个地步，你就是在拉的时候或者在弹琴的时候，就是带着那个喜悦和自由。
So to me, the duty and delight are very much related.
所以对我来讲，这个责任和这个那个让你有这个愉悦这个喜悦呢，两个其实是互相关联的。
However,
但是然而
you're pointing to an important danger, and that is to settle with the duty and just see it as a lifelong, well, I have to do this.
就是马文弟兄讲到一个很重要的点，就是你不要就安于这个责任，就是我这一辈子都是出于义务来做事。
That's not what God is looking for.
那个不是神在神要的。
He is looking for these things that we do, our walk with Him, our obedience.
神在看的是说我们做的这些事情，我们跟他的同行。
To help us to grow in our love for Him.
我们跟他同行，我们的成长是出于我们最后是出于我们对他的爱。
To the point where we can look forward to that daily time in God's Word because I'm hearing.
直到有一天我们会真的期待那个每天的灵修时间，我说神啊，我在这里我在听你讲。
I can look forward to that opportunity to pray and talk to my Heavenly Father and share my concerns with Him.
我就期待那个时光，我可以跟神祷告，可以跟我的天父讲我心里的重担，然后听到他的回应。
You mentioned our Western, or I think you said Western idea of romantic love.
你刚才马文尼兄讲到这个西方文化里的这种罗曼蒂克的爱。
You know, for many cultures,
对有很多的文化。
And even in the West, for many, for centuries,
即使是对西方那有很多很多的世纪很长的时间。
Most marriages were not about two people, you know, in a movie, just seeing each other out on the street and falling madly in love and living happily ever after.
然后即使是很多世纪，也不是说像我们在电影上看到两个人一见钟情，然后就爱上对方，然后从今以后这个过着美好的生活。
It was this father and this father saying.
这是很多西方的文明，也是很多这个爸爸跟这个爸爸说，我们两家有两个孩子。
And we read that right after seeing some, you know.Romantic movie, and we think that never work.
我们看的这个罗曼蒂克电影，说这个是这个什么父母这个父母之命定了婚姻，这肯定不行不通的。
But compare their divorce rates to our divorce rates, and it begins to look like it might be a good system.
那如果说你比当时就是那么以前的这个人的离婚率跟现在，你可能会说那个时候的这个可能更好。
But as I've read some of that history and thought about.
但是我在读那个时期的历史，我在想啊
this man and woman
这个男人跟这个女人
are chosen for each other,
他们是被就是父母之命这样子，那是 out of duty,
and they marry out of duty,
然后他们就是因为出于责任这样结婚，因为双方的父母定的。
But they learn to love one another,
但是他们学习彼此相爱。
They got to know each other.
他们开始了解，他们就是花时间跟彼此在一起。
And they grew into love for one another.
他们就开始好像慢慢的成长出来这种对彼此的爱。
And no analogy is perfect, so you know, I
don't
know
why that one doesn't fit everywhere.
But here's what I'm wanting to say.
但是这里是我想讲的是
As I obey God,
当我顺服神的时候
As I walk with Him,
当我跟神同行的时候
As I spend time in His Word,
当我在神的话语里花时间的时候
As I worship,
当我敬拜的时候
I spend time in small groups with other believers,
当我在小组里跟别的弟兄姐妹就是有这个团契的时候
I am learning to love him.
我在学习去爱他
I am growing in my love for him.
我在就是对神的爱上在成长在加深
And there is where I think we move from that whether a Confucian pattern or whatever pattern of duty
所以我们就从那种不管什么样的这种模式，不管是就是有责任的模式，不管是孔子还是别的什么，到一个跟神之间是一个爱的，是一种喜悦的关系。
The other reason that model helps me is this.
那个 ，you mean this analogy?
Thinking of it, yeah.
这样的一个思想，这样的一个理解模式对我的帮助就是。
I used to think as I was.Working through this,
当我就是在思想这个问题的过程的时候
I do these things out of duty.
我说这些事情我是出于责任做的
I grow in my delight in God.
然后慢慢的我就这些就成为慢慢长成改变成说对神的那个喜悦跟对神的这个爱
And I reach a point where now it is love and delight and joy.
然后我到了一个点上，从今以后就是爱、喜悦还有喜乐。
Anybody there yet?
大家有谁到了那个点上吗
？All right.
没有人举手，说几次。
Any of you at this point?
现在我们有人多少人在这个就是责任的，出于责任做。
Duty.
你开始从责任。
And then there are times where it's duty again.
然后你把它倒了最开始，然后你又掉下来。然后呢
And it's duty again.
然后你就掉到里面就是高高低低像一个那种起伏不定的
Our very honest violinist understands that There are moments where it's joy
我们这个拉小提琴的这个听了可以说在有一个点上你可能拉小提琴觉得哎呀真的是喜悦呀很满足
When I was playing the piano a lot
当我就是那时候弹琴过去弹琴很多的时候
I was practicing for a concert and it was duty
那我要为了一个演奏会要练习吗那个练习这真的就是责任
Motivated many days by one thing
那很多时候呢只有一个动机就是一个目标
A mental picture of how embarrassing and horrible it would be to walk out in front of an audience
我的、就是、
And butcher a piece
我一个动机就是说哎呀我要是没如果有一天到台上了然后我弹得特别的差然后呢就把一个曲子弹得乱简直把那个曲子给弹得乱七八糟那个痛苦那个难看
Duty
所以我是出于责任
And then little by little the program would start to come together
然后慢慢的呢好像开始这个曲子开始有点成型了
Sound less bad
听起来没有那么差
Start to sound decent
开始听着有点像样了
And I would become excited about sharing this program with a group of people.
我就开始有点兴奋说哎我可以把我弹的跟一群人来分享。
And it would become delight.
然后慢慢就这个就变成一个令人喜悦的事儿。
But I always knew that after that performance was over and I was starting a new one, I was going to go through that cycle again.
但是每次当我要开始另外一场新的演奏会的时候我就重复这个过程这个。
Life works that way.
生活是这样的。
Marriage works that way.
生活也是这样的，婚姻也是这样的。
For those of you who say, you know, I got married and it has just been this unending bliss, growing in bliss.
我们今天结婚的说，哎呀，我结婚了，从今以后就是一个一直往上的不结不终结的一个喜乐的话。
You are either clueless or lying.
或者你在完全没有概念，或者你在撒谎。你知道这个婚姻的过程也是高高低低的
，right？
是不是？
Yeah, I'll go clueless.
我说你听我说我是那个完全没感觉。
He said it next to him. He has to raise his hand. He has no choice. Pray for him.
你看到猪旁边你完全没有概念。
If
如果
you divorce every time you go through this,
如果你离婚每次离婚都这样子高高低低这样下来
you're not going to make it.
You mean
life is going to be miserable.
如果你每次都是这样高高低低
A strong marriage is built.
所以你就是不行了你就这样低了你就离婚你每次都会经历这样。所以一个坚固的婚姻是这样子就是共同经历这个高低的时期。
When that couple first gets married, you could not convince them for anything that this is true.
你对新婚夫妇你没有办法你任何办法都没有让他们相信你说这种高高低低是真实的。
Unending, unbroken bliss.
他们会觉得这是一个没有结束的也不会间断的一个这个喜悦的过程。
But it's not.
但是其实是不是的。
And that's okay.
那没关系。
That's how we grow.
那就是我们如何来成长如何来加深的。
And I think often when we become a new believer, we think it will be unbroken bliss.
所以刚信主的时候就觉得哎呀这种喜乐
My sins are forgiven, my chains are gone, I'm free, this is wonderful.
就是锁链得脱罪得释放从今以后就是太棒了。
And it is wonderful.
是很棒。
But,
但是
there are also times,
也有这个时期
where it is a determined sense I am going to walk with God even though I don't feel like it right now.
就是你要有一个定义即使在这个时候我没有任何的感觉我仍然决意要跟神同行有这个时期。
And that's love.
那个就是
That's what it means.
You mean the determination is love, right?、
Mm-hmm.
所以那种定义那种决心也就是意味着爱神那也就是爱神所要做的。
That's inVery important part of loving God.
那个也是爱神的其中很重要的一个部分。
Of faithfulness.
就是忠心。
When the feeling isn't there.
当你没有任何感觉的时候，你还忠心。
I don't think romantic love is a very good image to use for God's love for us.
我觉得那个罗曼蒂克的爱不是一个来描述就是神对我们爱的一个好被描述。
His love for us is a love that continues when there isn't a wonderful warm feeling. He is angry with our sin and yet he loves us.
所以神的爱呢是怎么说呢就是在那有的时候他对我们是生气因为对我们的罪生气然后没有一个好像很温暖的这种爱的时候呢但是对我们的爱还是继续的这样的一个爱。
So allow that process to happen in your life.
所以呢，允许这个过程在你的生命中发生。
And your observation is very good. Thank you.
这个你的这个观察是很好的，谢谢。
That we can be faithful to those duties, but we allow it to mature and to grow into a deep love.
我们就是可以说在有那个责任感的时候我们对那个忠心但是我们允许这种责任就是让神把它加深我们对神的爱
Now,
最后给我们一种喜悦
As we move forward, I have a question for you to start the next topic.
那我对大家也有一个问题对于阿文弟兄就是我们进入另外一个主题之前
For 3 weeks I have been saying
那有三个星期我在讲
Be holy
你要圣洁
To have God's purpose for us as believers.
就是要有神对我们作为相信的人的这个目的目标。
Jesus defined with 2 great commandments.
主耶稣把它总结成两个最大的诫命。
Love God with all your heart, soul, strength.
尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个是爱人如己。
So, my question.
我的问题是。
How many of you naturally?
我们有多少人就是。自然而然的天然的
love God with all heart, soul, strength, mind.
就是我们可以很自然的这样的尽心尽力。
Undivided love that is never pulled by love for other things and love for your own interests and desires.
就是一个有对神有个专一的爱，从来没有被对别的事情、对你的分心或者你对自己的这种爱的被这种东西所拉走。因为多少人是这样自然而然的，就是这样的去爱神的。没人举手。
How many of you naturally love your neighbor just as you love yourself?
多少人能够
care as much for his concerns as for your own?
多少人就是自然而然的，就是爱邻舍如自己。你在意他的需要，跟他的事情，就跟在意自己一样。
The only hand I see is someone scratching their head.
我看到的手，就有人在挠头。
We don't, right?
我们
True story.
我们不是这样。
That is not our human nature.
那个就不是我们人的本性。
We become a believer.
那现在我们信主了。
And now we really want to do that.
现在我们真的想这样做。
And it's still tough.
然后如 toughing, right?
Tough.Difficult.
仍然是很困难的。我们想要，即使我们信主了，我们
It is still not natural.
仍然不是说自然而然的，对我们来讲很就天然的，我们可以爱主或者爱邻舍如己。
And so I want to look today and next week.
所以今天跟下周我
at the pattern that God gives us for living that kind of love.
神给我们就是。让我们能够活出来那样子爱的一个模式模式或者一个。
I'll start with the disciples.
我先由这个门徒开始。
Could use any of them.
可以用他们中间的任何一位。
But Peter is probably the easiest example to use.
用彼得是最容易用的一个例子。
Jesus calls him to follow.
主耶稣呼召他来跟随。
Peter is gung-ho.
然后
I can do this.
彼得说哎呀我可以做到。
Jesus and me are going to conquer the world.
耶稣跟我我们会征服整个世界。
He makes this great declaration of faith. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
然后他做了一个很伟大的宣言说你是基督永生神的儿子。
Peter, or Jesus commends him.
然后主耶稣就称赞他。
Peter.You're a rock.
说你彼得你是一块磐石。
I'm going to build my church on the confession you've made of my messiahship.
我要把我的磐石建造在就是你宣称我是弥赛亚的这个宣称上。
Jesus and me, we're doing this.
彼得感觉真好啊，耶稣跟我，我们一定可以做到的。
Goes around telling all the other disciples. Did you hear what Jesus told me?
然后他就跑来给门徒说：“哎，你知道耶稣怎么教我的吗？”
I don't know if you were standing close enough to hear you.
你是不是了解听到耶稣怎么说？他说：“我是那个磐石。”
I mean, he's everything's great.
然后他这个每件事情都很棒。
They go on down the road.
然后他们继续的行走。
Peter's on cloud nine.
现在彼得好像在云上的第九朵云在飘飘然。
And Jesus starts to talk about what's at the end of the road they're on.
然后耶稣就告诉他们在他的行程的最后会发生什么。
They're traveling from Caesarea Philippi north.
他们从那个撒迦叫什么那个他飞在的那个地方。
Caesarea Philippi.
就是菲利比的凯撒利亚。
They're traveling south to Jerusalem.
他们往南走要去耶路撒冷。
And he says, when we get there,
耶稣说当我们到那儿的时候
they're going to arrest me.
他们会抓我抓捕我。
They're going to kill me.
他们会杀害我。
And Peter,
这彼得呢
in this absolute confidence that he has,
有一个绝对的信心自信说
calls him aside.
他就把他给拉到一边。
Jesus, I didn't want to say this in front of the rest of them because I know they're not as close to you as I am.
耶稣，我不想当着众人的面说，因为我知道他们跟你没那么近。
But you know, you told me.
你知道吗，耶稣？你告诉我。
Revealed a lot to me.
神也跟我显示了很多。
We're close.
我们是好，我们是很亲近的。
So.
所以呢
？I just as your partner in this, I want to tell you.
作为你的同伴，我要告诉你，不能这么想。
We're going to set up a kingdom.
我们要建立一个国度。
This is going to discourage everybody.
你这样讲的话会让大家垂头灰心的。
We all go through rough times. You're discouraged.
我知道你有时候也灰心啊，我们会经历这个低潮期。
Jesus, I'm the rock. I'm here.
但是耶稣没关系，我是磐石，我在这儿。
Jesus looks at him and says.
耶稣就看着他说。
Get behind me, Satan.
他说，撒旦，退到我后边去。
You're not thinking the things of God.
因为你不体贴神的意思。
Peter just kind of.
这个彼得大概一下子呼，这个就泄气了。
I love how that story is told.
我很喜欢他怎么来讲描述的，讲的这个故事。
Because remember that Peter is the rock.
你要记得他说彼得是，他又说到他是 rock， 他是那个磐石。
And Jesus says to him.
耶稣对他说。
You are a stumbling stone.
现在现在说你是那个绊脚石。
I can imagine the rest of the disciples.
我可以想象那个别的门徒。
Peter, what kind of rock did he say you are?
别的门徒会说，哎，彼得呀，耶稣说你是什么样的石头啊？
And we laugh at Peter. I laugh at Peter.
我们都会笑彼得。
But isn't that pretty real to life?
但是那个是不是这个生活真实情况就是这样的呢？
One day we're going to do this.
有一天我们说，哎呀，我们要做到这个，我们要做这个。
We're with Elijah running for our lives in a cave, just wanting to die.
第二天呢，可能就去逃命，躲在洞穴里，只想求死。
We get to Jerusalem.
到了耶路撒冷。
Peter is going to deny Jesus.
耶稣，彼得会否认耶稣三次。
Be in absolute despair.
然后他最后就会很绝望。
Now.During this whole time that I've described,
就是我刚才所描述的整个过程。
If you had said to Peter,
如果你对彼得说
，Jesus said the great thing,
主耶稣有这个最大的诫命。
Do you love God with all your heart?
就是爱神，那你全心的爱神吗
？Peter's answer would have been,
彼得的回答可能就是
absolutely,
绝对的
，right,
肯定的。
That same road.
那同样的这个一条道路
They're traveling along,
他们 一起在路上行走
and they want to go into a little town in Samaria
他们想去那个撒玛利亚的一个小村庄
and this town doesn't welcome them
但是这个小村庄呢却不欢迎耶稣
and James and John come to Jesus with a proposal suggestion
然后呢这个雅各跟约翰就来给主耶稣提了个建议
Let's call down fire from heaven and burn them up.
让我们从天上叫火下来，把这个村庄给烧了。
If we do that, I guarantee you the rest of the towns will welcome us.
我就很相信，保证啊，如果我们这样做，以后所到的村庄都会欢迎我们。
If you had asked James and John,
如果你去问那个约翰跟雅各
，Jesus said the second great commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Do you love your neighbor? Then, oh yes.
主耶稣。就是说第二个最大的诫命是爱人如己你爱你的邻舍吗他们说肯定的
We are not good at keeping either of those two great commands
但是我们其实这两个诫命中间我们哪个都遵守不了都
But then we come
都不能好好的遵守然后我们到了使徒行传 我们现在到了使徒行传
And from Acts chapter 2 forward
从使徒行传二章四节开始
Peter is still going to have some misunderstandings
彼得有时候还是会对神有这个误解
Being Peter he's still going to stand on the rooftop at Simon the Tanner's house and argue with God
因为他是彼得所以他还会在那个西门薛皮匠西门的房顶上在那儿跟神在那儿争辩
But he's never again going to waver from his commitment to the gospel
但是他从今以后再也没有在对这个福音上面他有任何的这个摇摆不定或者是让步
James and John are not going to understand everything
那个雅各跟约翰也不是每件事情都明白都了解
But John's whole ministry is going to be a ministry of loving God and loving your neighbor That's going to be the focus of the letters he writes
但是那个约翰的整个的事工就是爱神爱人那就是约翰书信里面所写的
Thomas, my favorite of the disciples.
多马是我最喜欢的这个门徒。
Who doubts?
That's what I was going to say.
The resurrection.
他对这个复活也怀疑。
He's going to go to India.
他后来去了。
Die as a martyr for the gospel.
他在后来去了印度为福音殉道。
What happens to these people?
那到底对这些人发生了什么呢？
And it's more than simply while they grow and mature.
那个不是单单的说哦，他们更成熟了。
Because the 3 years of growing and maturing with Jesus.
因为他们有三年的时间跟耶稣在一起，就在成长成熟。
Brings progress.
是带来一个
But something dramatic.Much more dramatic happens in those 40 days between the resurrection and Pentecost.
但是在这个四，就是耶稣升天和在那个五旬节之间的40天，有些很令人就是比较大的事情发生了。
John chapter 14.
在约翰福音第14章。
Jesus is getting them ready for his departure.
然后主耶稣在预备他们，就是准备耶稣的离开。
And he tells them, "I'm going away."
他说我也去。
And he says to them, this is good for you.
他说我去是对你们有益的。
Because when I go away, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit.
因为当我去就会差下圣灵来。
And he is going to minister to you.
他们会他圣灵会将一切让你们想起来。圣灵会带领你们。
It's not, he is not a second best.
圣灵不是赐好的。
In other words, it's not that I can't be here, so I'm going to send him.
那个不是说哦，因为我不能在这儿，所以我差遣圣灵。
It is not a second best plan.
所以圣灵差圣灵来，不是说这个赐好的一个计划。
He is going to continue what I have started in you.
他会继续我在你们里边已经开始的工作。
And he is going to empower you to live the way I have called you to live.
他会给你们能力，让你们能够活出来我呼召你们要过的生活。
And so this week and next week, I'm wanting to look at his ministry in this life, this holy life.
所以呢，这个星期跟下个星期，我们就来看在圣灵里的这个圣洁生活。
And for some of us.The understanding of the Holy Spirit in our life is probably difficult.
对我们中间有的人，可能有些人对这个圣灵的，在我们生命中的工作可能有点困难。
For some of us, it makes us nervous.
有对我们有些人是让我们觉得有点紧张。
Because maybe we've seen some extreme teaching.
因为我们可能看到在电视上或者看到听到一些很奇怪的一些教导。
But I think for many of us, we miss something very, very crucial to our Christian life.
但是对我们其中有时候我们就是漏掉了对我们基督徒的生命生活特别重要的一个部分。
Because we just kind of mark the Holy Spirit off.
因为我们好像就把这个圣灵的这个印记啊。
We understand what Jesus did.
我们很明白耶稣所做的。
We understand the Father's role.
我们也知道天父圣父的这个位置，他的作用。
But we're not at all sure what the Holy Spirit is doing.
但是我们就不是很确定说这个圣灵在我们生命中的这个工作。
Augustine was probably the greatest theologian after Paul.
那个奥古斯丁可能是保罗之后最伟大的神学家。
And some of his greatest theology is in his prayers.
那他最大的这个神学就是在于他的祷告。
And I want to read you this prayer that he wrote.
我想要读就是他的一个祷告。
Because it sums up what I want to say in these 2 weeks about the Holy Spirit in our Christian life.
他就总结了就是我未来就是要讲的圣灵在我们生活中的作用的这样子。他是一个整个一个总纲，他是他祷告。
Breathe in me, Holy Spirit.
他是一个祈求圣洁的祷告，说圣灵啊，请向我吹气，请给我气息。
That I may think what is holy.
好让我思想圣洁的事。
Move me, Holy Spirit, that I may do what is holy.
圣灵啊，请感动我，好让我做圣洁的事。
Attract me, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，吸引我。
That I may love what is holy.
好让我爱慕圣洁的事。
Strengthen me, Holy Spirit, that I may guard what is holy.
圣灵啊，请给我力量，好让我护卫圣洁的事。
Guard me, protect me, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，请保护我。
好让我持守圣洁的事。Here is the theology that is wrapped up in that prayer.
在这个祷告里边所展现的神学就是。
How am I going to think holy thoughts?
我如何能够有这个圣洁的思想？
Augustine says only through the Holy Spirit.
奥古斯丁说只有靠着圣灵。
Last weekend I got a phone call.
上个星期呢，我接到一个电话。
Asking to meet with some ladies.
They ask you to meet with them. 他们这个电话是让我跟一群女士有个见面。
A Bible study group.
是一个查经小组。
They said, we need to talk to a pastor.
You mean this lady, right? 但是这些女士就说，我们需要跟我们的牧师讲些。
So I go to this meeting completely blind, what the purpose is and why I'm there.
所以我去参加这个小组，完全不知道他们的目的是什么，他们的情况是什么。
The only thing I know about the meeting is that the pastor's wife at Hope Sound said, my husband doesn't have time to do this, so...
我唯一知道的就是说，这个牧师的太太就说，我先生是没有办法参加这个会议，所以你去吧。
I walk into this meeting and sit down.
然后我就进去，就坐在这个会议中。
And the lady who's kind of in charge of the meeting,
好像就是这个管理这个，就是这个组织的这个女士就姐妹就说了。
We are an informal Bible study group.
我们是有点这个非正式的一个查经小组。
And our leader has begun to teach us.
那我们的这个带领我们的人呢，就开始教导我们。
That Jesus is not fully God.
耶稣不是完全的神。
Is that heresy?
那这个是不是一个异端呢？
And I said, well, I don't want to be offensive, but you're not paying me anything, so I'll just tell you the truth. Yes, it is.
然后我说我不想说好像讲得很冒犯人，但是我也不从你那儿，就是也跟你没有什么经济上来往，我要说这是的。
And they went through some of the other teachings.
然后他们又开始告诉我这个人来讲的都是什么东西。
And yes, they were heresy.
那是一个异端，是个。
And they said, so what should we do?
然后他们就说，那我们该怎么办呢？
And I said, well, you should run.
我说，那你赶快跑。
But then, and I felt very sad because they said, this is someone, a friend that we've known for years.
但是我也觉得很为他们难过，因为他们说，哎呀，这是我们认识很多年的朋友。
How can we, in their word,
以他们自己的话说，我们如何能
argue her into the truth?
我们是不是因为用这个真理伤害了这个人？ You mean hurting that person with truth, right?
No, I said, they said, how can we argue and prove to her the truth?
哦，他们就说我们如何跟他讲说，并且证明我们的这个是真理呢？
They said, we came to you so you can give us some arguments that will prove to her what is true.
我们希望你能够告诉我们一些就是如何向这位女士展现说她这个是错的，她讲的不是真理的。
And I said to these ladies,
我就对这些女士说，
I am sorry, but I can't do that.
我说我不能没法这样做，没法做。
I can give you some biblical responses.
我可以给你一些符合圣经的回应。
But only the Holy Spirit can open the heart of your friend.
只有圣灵。
To hear the truth.
其实只有圣灵能够打开你朋友的心，让他们看到真理。
Paul comes to Corinth.
保罗到了哥林多。
He had just left Athens.
他刚刚离开雅典。
And in Athens he had stood and proclaimed the truth.
他在雅典呢，他就站起来就宣扬真理。
And he did it well.
他也讲得很对，很好。
But there was very little fruit.
但是却没有什么果效。
He comes, goes from there to Corinth.
然后他从那儿就到了这个哥林多。
And later when he writes to Corinth, he's going to say this.
当他后来写信给哥林多教会的时候，他这样说。
Chapter 2, 1
Corinthians 2. 哥林多 前书第二章。
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come to you proclaiming with lofty speech and wisdom.
他说，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
I was with you in weakness, fear, trembling.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
Remember, he's just coming from Athens, where he's proclaimed this great message.
你知道他刚刚从雅典，他在雅典宣。就是宣扬了神的这个伟大的福音的信息。
I was with you in weakness, fear, trembling.
但是他说我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚胆怯。
My speech, my message were not in words of wisdom.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
乃是用圣灵和大能的临证。
Later he's going to say the things.That we know are things that God has revealed to us.
他说我们所说的是神向我们开恩所讲的，就是是。
Paul knows.
保罗知道。
That everything of lasting impact.
任何真的是有一个持久的影响的。
Has to come.
必须得。
Through the Holy Spirit working in the lives.
是。圣灵在人生命中的工作才有一个持续的影响。
I said to these ladies,
所以我对这些女士们就说
Here are some scriptures that speak to the confusion that your leader is planting.
就是这个呢是你们带领你们的人他所带来的这个混乱那这里边这些经文你们可以来看到底是不是符合真理。
Have an answer. You should be prepared with an answer.
你们应该就是应该有一个答案，就是说哪些经文是证明他的这个是符合圣经的。
Ultimate.
但是最终呢
？Your focus must be to pray.
你们的焦点是祷告。
That the Holy Spirit opens her eyes and her heart to the truth.
让他圣灵打开他的心，他的眼能够对真理能够敞开。
Because all true spiritual work comes through the Holy Spirit.
因为所有的真正的属灵的工作都来自于圣灵在里边的工作。
And so Augustine says, "Breathe in me, so that my thoughts will be holy thoughts."
所以他说，圣灵啊，请给我气息，好让我思想圣洁的事。
Move me that I may do what is holy.
你感动我，催促我，让我去做圣洁的事。
The only way
这个唯一的
that you and I can live a Christian life day after day after day
我们能够每天的过这个基督徒的生活的唯一的方式唯一的道路就是
the power of the Holy Spirit working in us
就是靠着圣灵在我们里面的工作。
I taught in college for 30 years
我在一个大学里教书30年
and I lived in churches for 50 years.
我在教会里生活了50多年。
And I watched this pattern.
那我就看到这样一个模式。
Up, down,
高
up,
低又高又低。
And I've watched Christians from a lot of different theological backgrounds.
我也看到基督徒就是很多他们有就是不有很多不同的这个背景，不管是神学背景还是别的背景。
Who use different terms to describe this?
他们用不同的这个词语或者来描述这种高高低低的这样的一个过程。
I'm backslidden.
也或者说我
Now I'm in victory.
说或者说我
Now I'm backslidden.
就是后
Now I'm in victory.
怎么说叫、那个、
Another tradition.I'm out of fellowship. I'm in fellowship.
有的人就说我后退了，然后我又起来了，我又后退。
All kinds of different.
或者有人就说我在跟神有相交，有团契，现在又没有团契了。反正不同的一个词汇来描述。
But they are all describing the reality.
他们都在描述这个真实的情况，就是这个奥古斯丁所祷告的。
That if the Holy Spirit does not move me.
如果不是圣灵来感动我来
I cannot consistently do what is holy
我就没有办法持续的去做圣洁的事
because when I successfully resist temptation
当我成功的来抵挡试探的时候
and I say I did what is holy
然后我就说哎呀我做到了圣洁的事
I get in my car
然后坐到车上
and I say wow what a great thing I am
你就会说哎呀你看我是个多棒的圣徒
and complimenting myself
on my sainthood is not holy.
然后你自己在称赞自己的这个圣徒的品德，这个也不是圣洁的。
Right?
对不对
？Not a joke, it's real life.
那个，这个我讲的这个不是个笑话，是生活中真的会发生的。
He says, attract me, Holy Spirit.
所以他说，圣灵啊，请你吸引我。
That I may love what is holy.
好让我爱慕圣洁之事，好让我爱慕圣洁的。
We can talk forever about loving God and loving our neighbor.
我们可以一直在那儿谈爱神爱邻舍。
But Augustine understood that it is only through the Holy Spirit that I can love what I ought to love.
但是奥古斯丁知道说，只有靠着圣灵，我们才能够去爱我们应该爱的。
And so Jesus said to these disciples.
所以耶稣对这些门徒说
，I'm going away.
所以我要走，我要离开你们。
I'm going to send the Spirit.
我会差遣圣灵来。
And He will be the one who empowers you to live the way I've taught you to live.
他是会那位，他是那位会给你们能力的，让你们能够活，按照我所我的教导来生活。
Because if you are honest,
如果你是坦诚的话
，and you read, let's say, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5,
你去读那个马太福音第五章。
If you are honest, you will get to the end of that and say.
如果你把马太福音第五章读完，你到最后会说。
Impossible.
你就说这个要求，这些都是不可能的。
I can't live this way consistently.
我没有办法，就是一直这样子。
I might manage it today.
我可能今天可以做到。
But this whole anger thing isn't going to work when I have to drive on the turnpike.
但是当我一旦在村派上开车，可能又开始生气了，又开始发怒了。
And yet I told you last week.
但是上个星期我告诉大家
，Jesus isn't just talking theory in that sermon.
主耶稣在这个登山宝训里可不是只在讲理论。
He fully intends his disciples to obey what he says.
他就完全的期待他的门徒跟随他的人要完全的来遵守这些。
And the only way we can get from Matthew 5 to 7.
我们唯一的能够做到马太福音五章到七章的。
The only way we can get from there to 2023, real life.
唯一能够把马太福音五到七章挪到今天2023年的实际生活中。
Is by going through John 14 to 16.
就是要经过约翰福音14到16章。
Going through Acts 2.
然后再经过。
And the Holy Spirit's power.
然后圣灵的大能。
Day by day, not a one-time dramatic moment.
不是一天一次的一个激动人心的充满戏剧化的时刻。
But day by day,
而是每一天，每一天。
Living out,
活出来。
This Holy Spirit work in our life.
就是活出来圣灵在我们生命中的工作。
Acts 2 is a dramatic story.
那使徒行传第二章那是一个非常一个充满戏剧化的故事。
But if that were the end of it, it would not be enough.
如果那个就是结束了，那是不够的。
Because they would soon go back to quote real life.
因为他们很快就会说，哦，那我们的实际生活是这样的。
But the book of Acts shows us that real life for the believer.
但是使徒行传后边就向我们展示了对于信主的人那个真实的生活是怎么样的。
His life lived in the power of the Holy Spirit.
他是靠着这个活着一个靠着圣灵的一个大能的生活。
Which includes the dramatic days.
那就包括了这个激动人心的充满戏剧化的日子。
But it also includes Monday.
也就包括了星期一。
Where the Holy Spirit empowers you.
是圣灵真的是给我能力。
To love my neighbor.
去爱我的邻舍。
Where he empowers you to love your boss.
去给你这个能力，让你去爱你的老上司，就引导你。
So that's what we're going to look at as we talk about the Holy Spirit.
所以我们下一次会来看。Question: You just mentioned like 40 days, the dramatic change between the ascension and the Pentecost. So you mean that there is a dramatic change or not? Or only I think I translate wrong.
Okay, what I'm saying is after Pentecost.
在 okay, 在五旬节之后
they live in a completely different way than they did before. So it is not simply a matter of maturing. There is something that happens at Pentecost.
所以我刚才就问，因为我刚才有地方翻译我不是很清楚，说是他讲的好像说四十天就是升天跟四十跟五经历之间有个变化。他说其实那个是真正的门徒的改变是在这个五旬节之后。所以那四十天不是单单的一个成熟的过程。
Their maturing is part of it, but that alone does not explain.
Oh, you mean the 40 days is the maturing process? Can you see that? No.
No. I mean yes. No.
就是说他们的 the maturing with Jesus for 3.5 years is a part. 就是说他们跟主耶稣同在。
All of this is a maturing process.
他们整个都是说跟主耶稣一直到五旬节之前。
And all of that is part of it.
都是一个成熟的过程，但是这个并没有带来一个巨大的改变。
But the rest of Acts, we see something beyond simply the natural maturing process.
就是但是在使徒行传后边，我们看到一个。不是一个单单的一个成熟能够达到的，就是因为圣灵的降临。You mean they did it's all because Holy Spirit come down, so they have the power. They can right now they have the power to live the life.
Yeah,
就是因为圣灵的降临，所以他们现在有能力来过出来，而不是说单单他们成熟的这样一个过程。
All right, let's pray. We'll continue this next week.
我们下个星期继续。
God, as we move into this week.
主啊，当我们进到新的这个一周的时候
，I ask that your spirit would work in our lives.
愿你的圣灵在我们的生命中工作。
That you would empower us to live the way you call us to live.
你真的给我们能力，让我们能够活出来你呼召我们过的生活。
That you would deepen our love for you.
加深我们对你的爱。
That we would come to a place where we do serve you out of.Joy and delight.
我们到一个地步，真的是出于喜乐和爱来服侍你。
That our obedience would be motivated by my love for you.
我们的顺服是出自于对你的爱。
We know that comes only through your spirit working in us.
是只有你的灵圣灵在我们心里工作。
So I ask that you would give that work in our life.
所以求你在我们的生命中有那样的工作。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.